الحمد لله الذي يسبح له السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن وإن من شيء إلا يسبح بحمده. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم إنا نستعينك ونستغفرك ونستهديك ونستلهمك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت الواحد الأحد والفرد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وخاتم أنبيائه وخيرة خلقه وحبيبه. اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين، اللهم اجعلنا منهم. أما بعد، اعلموا عباد الله، اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله، واعلموا أن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى، فإنه سبحانه وتعالى يقول: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد: وأنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق مصدقا لما بين يديه من الكتاب ومهيمنا عليه فاحكم بينهم بما أنزل الله ولا تتبع أهواءهم أما جاءك من الحق لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة ولكن ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم فاستبقوا الخيرات إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all, I praise Almighty Allah. I praise the Lord of the worlds, the creator and sustainer of the worlds. I praise Him, first of all, for the gift of life, for the gift of faith, for the gift of health, for the gift of family, and for the blessing that we are enjoying the peace and security in this wonderful country that we call our home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to shower His blessings on this country, and may Allah continue to inspire us to appreciate what Allah has given us, to appreciate His blessings, and to start counting them as we begin our days, and to dwell on them so that we are inspired to use His blessings to get to the home we came here. Because we were expelled from paradise. Adam alayhi salam was sent away from paradise. And from the time he came out of paradise, this yearning, this longing, this desire to get home is there. It was there in him and his children. And that's why this restlessness, this disquiet, this anxiety, this worry. All of us are restless because we are out of that home, the original home where we belong. So how do we get there? Of course, the program to get there is to recognize God Almighty as the Sovereign Lord. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and mankind except for the purpose of worshipping me. Alhamdulillah, within few weeks, Ramadan will be with us. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, bless us in our Rajab and Sha'ban and take us to Ramadan and make us enjoy the blessings of Ramadan and utilize that spiritual training course to develop that mindfulness and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. When your Lord said to the angels, I am going to appoint a steward on earth, a khalifa on earth, an overseer, a supervisor, a representative of God on earth. So that is our position here. We are appointed to be overseers, to be the shepherds, the stewards of the earth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna dunya hulwatun khadira." Verily, this world is all sweet and green, lush, tasty. Wa inna Allah mustakhlifukum fiha. And God Almighty is going to appoint you as stewards on it, as the overseers on it. فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. In order to see how you will perform. Today, we have failed in the way we perform this function as stewards, as the overseers, as the shepherds of the earth. They say earth is grasping now, final throes. How long this life will continue, the whole crisis, environmental catastrophe unleashed by human beings. Because human beings have lived a wasteful life, we have squandered the resources. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, God is testing us. God has sent us, and he gave a beautiful example. Somebody asked him, this dunya is sweet, so it's good. So he meant the wealth is good. So how can evil can come out of the wealth of the good? He said, don't you see at the vegetation, when the spring comes, everything is life. All of a sudden, earth takes on its adornments and it is lush and green, beautiful grass. And look at the animals that feed cattle. Suppose cattle feeds on this continuously without stop, it will become bloated and sick. If on the other hand, cattle feeds on it enough and then goes and faces the sun and makes some movements and then eliminates what it has eaten and digested, and then when it's hungry goes back, it's healthy. But if on the other hand it over consumes, goes on consuming more and more, what will happen? It will die. It will choke of food. And this is the condition now we are living in. We have been practicing overconsumption, the materialism, the greed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that thalathum munjiyat. There are three things, traits, a person practicing them consistently, they would save him. And there are three things, if a person practices them consistently, he will be destroyed and the community will be destroyed. What are they? First of all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the thing that saves us is khashyatullahi fi sirri wal alaniya, mindfulness of Allah in private and public. The fact that God is watching, God is witnessing, the fact, the awareness that we are standing in front of God. أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ. To worship Allah as though you are looking at His face. Of course, I don't look at His face, you don't look at His face in this world. Musa alayhi salam wanted to see the face of God. Allah told him, لَن تَرَانِي. You cannot see him with your physical eye. in this life. You cannot. But try. And when God manifested Himself, Kharra Musa Sayak. Musa alayhi salam fell down, he became unconscious. And when he regained the consciousness, he said, Subhanak, glory be to you for asking this question. To see you, how can I, a man made of dust and matter, will look at the face of the perfect, the God beyond space and time. Of course, in the next world, God will honor us, we will be given another faculty, whereby we will be looking at the face of God. And that is the utmost climax of paradise. Even though we have enjoyed all of the sights and smells and excellent dishes of the paradise, but when we look at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will make us forget everything, because there is nothing like that. So khashiyatullahi, living a life of constant mindfulness of Allah, wal adlu fil ridha wal ghadab, and justice. God wants us to be just in our dealings, in our transactions, in the way we deal. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. God commands justice. So justice, whether we like it or not, whether it is in my interest or not, we must give justice. We must give justice. And this is the golden rule of the Prophet and the pious caliphs. Even the non-Muslim, everybody had the same. And that is why Ali ibn Abi Talib wrote to his governor in Egypt. He said, people are of two types. If they are Muslim, they are brothers of you in faith. But if they don't share Islam with you, they are equal with you in humanity. So treat everybody. Be overflowing in your mercy in dealing with people. Don't act like a predacious, ferocious, a predatory animal, devouring, ready to devour them, ready to seize them, exploit them. This is not so. That is what wal hasdu fil faqri wal ghina, and moderation. Moderation, simplifying life, using as least resources as possible. Because you know why? We are here travelers. We cannot overburden ourselves with a lot of things. That's why make your provision light. Because the ship is coming. Death is approaching. And we will not be, if you are overburdened with all of these cares, worldly cares, we will not be ready to face death. I know people, at the time of death, you remind them there is no God but God, they will not take it. Because if you did not live by this idea, by this way of life, you are not going to die in that state. So, moderation means in spending, moderate life. Be a steward of the earth. Don't destroy this planet. The whole planet today is dying. The earth is dying. Dire warnings by the scientists. And the cruelty, the way we treat God's creation, ultimate cruelty. We torture these animals in order to make that cosmetics you and I use. Na'udhu billah. If we are true in our consciousness of God, we will know, we will boycott these products. We will not condone cruelty to the chicken. We will refuse to eat the chicken that is treated cruelly. And look at that bird. It did not see the sunshine. It did not breathe fresh air. It didn't have a chance to walk in the air. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on the day of judgment, the humblest creature of Allah, that bird you have killed, taken the life, will appear before the Lord of the worlds, seeking justice. Seeking justice. Every single day, various species on this planet Earth are becoming extinct. All of this because of the greed. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the destructive things are hawa muttaba. A person not living by the guidance of the revelation. Reason is not enough. We need guidance, the light of revelation, the scripture. God has revealed the scripture. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressed, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابُ بِالْحَقِّ. We have sent down this book unto you, Muhammad, the Quran, بِالْحَقِّ, in truth, with the truth. You know the Arabic expression there, بِالْحَقِّ, in truth and with the truth. You see how the Arabic expression, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ إِلَيْهِ, confirming the truth of all the scriptures revealed before. مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ. This Quran does not undermine the previous revelations. It confirms the truth revealed to all prophets and messengers. God has sent his messengers. لَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ نَذِيرًا. We have sent a messenger to every nation. And what is the message? أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And renounce false God. Stop worshipping yourself. Stop worshipping your leaders. Stop worshipping matter. Stop worshipping the devil. Stop worshipping images and idols. And don't make idols out of flesh of human being. Out of human being, out of stone, out of wood. There is only one God. The God of all beings. Rabbul Alameen. So, مُصَدِّ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. So Prophet Muhammad is said, told to judge. If people come to him for judgment, he must judge by the truth that God has revealed to him through this book. And then he wants us to know, God wants us to know, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً مُبْنَاجًا. And to each community we have appointed a law and a spiritual path. Pay heed, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Allah has sent down a law, specific law, and spiritual way to every community. وَلَوْ شَاءَ Allah, if God wanted, He would have made all of you one religious community. That's not His will. Prophet Muhammad is asked, وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَآمَنَ مِنْ فِلَرْضِ كُلْهُ جَبِيعًا. If your Lord wanted, everybody would have become a Muslim. That's not what Allah... But God wants to test you. وَلَكِنْ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ فِي مَا أَتَاكُمْ. God wants to test you in what you He has revealed to you, given to you. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. So, raise. Participate in raise for virtuous deeds towards. Be in that race. Join this race to doing good works. So all of us must join together. Muslims, non-Muslims, whether Christian or Jewish or Hindu, whatever religious community you come from, we must all join together to do the work of Allah, work of God. And what is the work of God? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا. We have sent our messengers, مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, with glad tidings and warnings. فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. So those who have faith and committed doing good works, they have no reason to fear, no reason to grieve. بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَهُمْ يَحْسِنُونَ. Everyone, the question is asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is saved? Because Christians during his time used to say only Christians are saved, and the Jews used to say only Jews are saved, and other religious people only we are saved. The answer comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bala. The truth of the matter is, man aslama wajhahu lillahi, whoever surrenders his purpose unto God Almighty, his entire being unto God. God wants not just body from us, not physical actions only. He wants our soul, our heart. So once we are devoted in serving God Almighty, وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and doing good works, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. They have no reason to fear, no creed. So today, the challenge for us in this wonderful country we call our home, we have this wonderful opportunity to interact with our Christian neighbor, Jewish neighbor, Buddhist neighbor, Hindu neighbor. How are we going to interact? Of course, the essence of Islam is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahibba linnasi ma tuhibbu li nafsik, takun musliman." Love for others. He didn't say love for Muslims. He said "Ahibba linnas," love for mankind. And mankind includes Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody. What is that? In Fatiha we read, "Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best teacher and trainer and mentor of men. A man came to the masjid and he started urinating. Of course, his companions looked at him and they were really astounded and shocked. And of course, they could not believe what he's doing in the sanctuary, in the holy place. And they wanted to stop him. He said, Prophet said, let him finish. And then he ordered for a bucket of water to be brought, and he himself poured water and cleaned that spot. He did not admonish him in public. He called him to the corner and said, this is a holy sanctuary. This kind of activities are not proper in this place. This is for remembrance of God. Worship of God. So man took the lesson. And after that, the man joined the prayer with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After the prayer, Prophet heard him supplicating, Allahumma arhamni warham Muhammadan wala tarham ahadan ghayrana. Ya Allah, have mercy on me and have mercy on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and don't have mercy on anybody else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say, wonderful supplication you have made. He said, لَكَدْ حَجَّرْتَ وَاسِيَا. You have limited the unlimited. God's mercy is not confined to me or you or one segment. It's for all. Because God is the Lord of all, creator of all. So don't limit the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After having taken the lesson with the Rasulullah, the man said about to the people, I never saw a better teacher than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the teaching of prophets, whether it is Muhammad peace be upon him, whether Jesus peace be upon him, or Moses peace be upon him, Abraham peace be upon him, is the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished Ibrahim alayhi salam. There is a beautiful narration. A Magian, Majus man belonging to the Zoroastrian religion knocked at his door. The patriarch Abraham, the great prophet Abraham, the friend of God Almighty. He said, I want to be your guest for the night. So, Ibrahim alayhi salam asked, which religion you belong to? Said, I am a Zoroastrian. He shut the door in his face. No, he refused to take him. God wants to teach Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the later on Ibrahim alayhi salam will be known for inviting the strangers to his home. But that, this is before he got that training. So God Almighty revealed to him, I have been taking care of this man all his life. And you refuse to give him a night shelter because he belongs to another religion? Shame on you. So Ibrahim alayhi salam ran after the man and got him and said, you are honored to be my guest. Please, begged him. The man said, How come you drove me out only minutes away ago and now you want to welcome me to your home? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, this is because my Lord has admonished me. The man said, what a wonderful God you had. He admonishes you in treating good with your enemies. So the man became, he believed in the faith of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He declared the testimony of faith and believed in the messengership of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this is the message we have to take. This is the message we need to practice. And religion is all this training that we have, what is it for? What is the gist of it? In nutshell, what do we say? Somebody asked Rasulullah, what would be the cause of entering Jannah? How? What is the tip? What is the key to get to Jannah? How shall I get to Jannah? He said, practice mindfulness of Allah and practice good character. Two things. One is mindfulness of Allah, your remembrance of God Almighty and witnessing His oneness, and then good character, treating everybody with respect. Everybody, even the dog, if you look down on a dog, you are not a true believer. God has created that dog. And there are many lessons. There is a wonderful work out there by a saint, written by a Muslim scholar. تَفْضِيلُ الْقِلَابِ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِمَّنْ لَبِسَ السِّيَابِ. Superiority of dogs over many of those who wear pants and kurtas and clothes. Because if you look at the dog, it has traits that human beings should emulate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand the real essence of religion, the real essence of worship, prayer, fasting and charity, of course, mindfulness of Allah and treating everybody with respect. خَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُكِ حَسَنٍ. Deal, interact with everyone with the best of morals and character. إِنَّمَا أُبْعُشْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have been sent to consummate the best of morals. And the best of morals to start, don't frown at people. The least you could do, Rasulullah said, you cannot make people happy with wealth and money and material things, the shortage of it. But the least that you could do is smile. Smile at a Muslim and frown at a believer, non-believer, no. Smile at everybody. This is the least act of kindness we can perform. May God Almighty inspire us to get to the essence of this religion and practice it, so that we will spread the fragrance, the beauty of the faith, and transfer it and meet God Almighty in a state of remembrance. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters who passed away, and one day I will be gone, you will be gone. When you make the dua, prayer, remember this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on those who have passed away, young and old, male and female. May Allah forgive them, may Allah cleanse them, may Allah admit them into paradise. Allahumma ghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimeen wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Let us also pray for those who are sick and suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send down His healing and cure for them. Have mercy on them, ease their pain and suffering. Allahumma arham, Allahumma arham, Allahumma shfihim, Allahumma afihim. Ya Allah, if it is good for them to live, grant them a good life. If it is good for them to die, Ya Allah, take their souls with mercy and cleanse them, purify them, and admit them into Jannatul Firdaus, and let them join the company of prophets and saints and the truthful ones when they are after death. And may Allah subhanahu wa rabbana la tada'alana dhanban illa ghafartah, ولا همّا إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا حاجة تمضي إلا قضيتها، يا أرحم الراحمين أقم الصلاة.